Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And, Brian, we're getting ready to go into the playoffs. The Houston Texans are coming back to Foxborough. But first, let's talk about a couple of things we'll have our eyes on this week. There's going to be a lot to monitor, but two guys in particular, Rob, Gronkowski and Ninkovich. We know Ninkovich was injured in the Miami game, came back to practice last week. Rob Gronkowski finally got some snaps after being injured for so long.
Yeah, the Rob, as you put it, two of the many guys who've certainly had were able to take advantage of a bye week.
Right.
You know, Gronkowski did come back, clearly limited, so we'll see what he's like at practice this week. And Ninkovich, it definitely seemed like a surprise that he did return to practice less than a week after suffering that injury. Now, they are practicing here on this Tuesday, so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, four straight days of practice coming off the bye week. So those two guys in particular we'll have an eye on starting later this afternoon, and then the cornerbacks. I mean, these guys like Tlaib, Dennard, Marquise Cole have had a little bit of time now to rest up, rehab their injuries, and the Patriots need that depth at cornerback. So I think there's plenty of guys to keep an eye on, but I think overall it'll be interesting to see if they have full participation in practice on Tuesday and had a chance to rest up.
Right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Texans, their mindset coming in here the second time. We know the first time they said this was the biggest game of their franchise. Well, now this game really could be the biggest game of their franchise. So talk a little bit about their mental aspect coming into this game.
Well, this is going to be a test for what that mental aspect and what their mental capacity is. Last year, they got to this point. The first time in franchise history they had made the playoffs, they lost to Baltimore. Now you could say this will truly be a disappointing season for them if they come here to Gillette Stadium and lose, or certainly if they come out really flat like they did in December. So I'm really not sure what to make of this team, because I was disappointed to see how poor they came out, the Texans did, against the Patriots in such a big game. And, you know, they went into the playoffs this year stumbling.
Right.
Losers of three of their last four, did not look good against Cincinnati last week. We'll see what Kubiak has in store for this team and see what they're made of.
Well, Brooks Reed was inactive last game, so there's a chance we'll see him when they play here on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's healthy now. And between Brooks Reed and J.J. Watt, these guys have each played in three career playoff games. They each have at least one sack in all three games. These guys are behemoths. And the Patriots really need to have the eye on J.J. Watt, obviously, perhaps the most disruptive defensive player in the league. But Brooks Reed is no slouch. They have a lot of young, developing pass rushers who can really get after it. We'll be talking about those guys all week, but the fact that Brooks Reed is in the mix for the Texans adds an extra layer of prep for the Pats.
Well, as I say, it's a one-game season now, so there's a lot of exciting things to look forward to this week for this game, but that'll do it for us right now from Gillette Stadium. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.